This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Going to be talking with CJ and Malia this morning about workplace retirement plans, all the ins and outs and all the details you need to know. And it's going to be a great program ahead. Again, we'd love to get your questions as well at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial online, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Without any further ado, good morning, CJ. Good morning, Malia. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. It's a beautiful day. It's supposed to be a hot one.
It should be warm, but it's going to be a dry heat, so we'll take it. Humidity comes tomorrow.
That's right.
Yes. Malia, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. You know, our clients who are in Arizona tell me the last week it was like 100 and some degrees.
Yes.
So I think we can handle this.
Yes. Yeah, we'll take it. And we can get through this stuff. We've got some great conversation ahead and also great opportunity as well. Of course, each and every week here on the program, we do the Klaus Quiz Question Week. This week, you guys got another fantastic prize up for somebody, a $25 gift card for Amazon. A little detail on the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We do it at the end of the program, but typically both the question and answer come up during the show. So it's kind of a cheat sheet listening to the show. So it's a great opportunity to pay close attention. We'll tell you how you can win a little bit later on in the program. Right now, though, of course, love to get your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation about workplace retirement plans, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer to that as well.
Right. So last week, we spent some time discussing changing your beneficiaries, updating those, and also getting your power of attorney documents in order. So the question of the week was, true or false, a power of attorney for property conveys your medical wishes and decisions? And the correct answer was false. That would be called a medical power of attorney, not an attorney for property, power of attorney for property. So congratulations, Dean called in of Monona, and he was our winner last week. Listen today, and maybe you can be the winner today.
Really good stuff. And we are going to be talking today about retirement plans. And let's talk about some of the suggestions you have at Klaus Financial for folks about understanding those retirement plans at work and how we should be really working to maximize those plans.
Yes, this is important. We as an organization, we have three divisions, one of which deals with company-sponsored retirement plans like 401ks, 403bs, things like that. And so a lot of times when we go out to employers and talk about a 401k plan, the participants of that 401k plan don't quite get it, or they won't understand it, because they'll say, hey, I had a neighbor or a friend or a family member get hurt by the quote unquote stock market. And so I just don't want to touch the stock market. Therefore, that's why I don't put money into my 401k plan. And what people need to understand is 401k plans actually have at their root level have nothing to do with the stock market. At their root level, they have to do with taxes and saving for the future. So at the end of the day, if you want to save for the future, do you want to do that on a pre-tax basis or on a Roth basis, which grows tax-free, or do you want to just put it into your bank account on an after-tax basis? And truth be told, when you run the math on this, the worst way you can save for retirement is on just a basic non-qualified after-tax basis. Now again, we're just setting aside investments for now. So 401ks, 403bs, 457s are actually more about tax than they are about the stock market, believe it or not. So you need to understand what the 401k is, how it works, how you can maximize it, and then decide what you want to save and what kind of investments you want to purchase. Some people just buy money market funds or bonds, which I wouldn't necessarily suggest, but it's still taking advantage of the tax benefit. So a question you should be asking is, do I have access to a company-sponsored retirement plan? Or if not, should I do my own IRA or Roth IRA? And the idea here is to try to maximize those contributions for tax benefits. Another question would be, is there a match that your employer offers? If there is, then don't miss that match. We've talked a lot about that on this show. That is free money. You don't want to miss that free money. And then you need to ask, what are kind of limits to what I can put into this retirement plan? So if you're under 50 years old and you're saving into a 401k or 403b in the year 2020, you can contribute up to $19,500 as an employee contribution. Plus, if you're over the age of 50, you could put in an extra $6,500, what's called catch-up, for a total of $26,000 that you could put away in the year 2020. Again, that $26,000 is if you're over the age of 50. If you're under the age of 50, only that $19,500. But either way, this is a tax-benefited way for you to save into the future, either on pre-tax or Roth. Now, I will warn you, not all 401k plans offer a Roth 401k savings option, but most of them do. So take a look at that inside of your plan. And by the way, if somebody's sitting out there going, no, I don't qualify, remember, there is no income qualification for a Roth 401k. The income qualification is only for Roth IRA. So, long story short, when you add money to your 401k plan or company sponsored plan, you usually have only until the end of the year to do that because it's coming out of your payroll deductions. However, if you're saving into an IRA, you typically have until the tax filing deadline, which is usually around April 15th, although of course, due to the CARES Act and everything going on in 2020, that has been extended to July 15th. Another contribution limit you should be aware of is if you don't have that company-sponsored plan and you just have to save into an IRA, then if you're under the age of 50, you can save $6,000 per year maximum into that IRA. If you're over the age of 50, you get a $1,000 catch-up, which would make the total $7,000. Now remember, these limits are typically for employee contribution. So if your employer offers a match, that's not counted towards these limits. We're really only focused on the employee section. So, hey, listen, we're halfway through the year. So this is a good time for you to kind of hit the pause button and say, where am I? How much have I put into my company plan? How much have I put into my IRA? How much room do I have left for the end of the year? And if I really care about saving for retirement on a tax-preferred basis, you should look at making adjustments mid-year.
Really good guidance, really good assessments, and great information as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. CJ mentioned the website, klossfinancial.com. You can get to know more about Kloss Financial on their website. They're separate divisions. Also a fantastic opportunity on the website to stay current. If you scroll down a bit, you will see a place to enter your email address. You get the weekly Market Pulse newsletter delivered to you each and every week with a snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast as well. I signed up a couple of years ago. It's a great resource. It's get to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Or if you have questions for CJ and Malia, love to hear from you this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Malia, and you. We'll talk a little bit more about reassessing things at the mid-year point. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, a great opportunity if you've got a retirement planning related question. Love to get you on the air with CJ and Malia at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. So as we're kind of assessing midway through the year, great time to be taking a look at where we are and, of course, ultimately where we want to be. It's probably a great time to be doing that. So what should we be looking at as far as making those assessments, and what areas should we be looking to address right now?
Well, you know, I love the idea of having seasons or months or even weeks to kind of put a line in the sand. And hence, as CJ mentioned, we are basically halfway through the year. So it really allows us to take a step back and go, okay, what did I start to implement at the beginning of the year? Where have I veered, perhaps not in the right direction? And where do I need to maybe address, whether it be my retirement plan or other areas in my budget, to improve things? So we always start with the basics here. You know, we start off with credit card debt. Now, I don't know if people realize that this, but 47% of Americans carry debt on a credit card today. And the average APR for that in the third quarter of 2019 was almost 17%. So that's a serious number. And, you know, you hear us many times speak on the show about debt. We don't like it. And we want you, you know, our listeners and our clients to try to eliminate it as fast as possible. So that's the first thing we're going to tell you. Look at your credit card debt. Eradicate it as fast as possible. And every time I hear somebody tell me, well, I have it on 0%. Okay, that is better than 17%. I'll give you that. But the fact is, it's still a debt. It's still something you need to pay. And it's probably preventing you from doing some of the other things in life you really want to do, which may be retire early. So that's the first thing to look at today. Another thing is the mortgage. A lot of people have already been listening and hearing us talk about this. It may be time, believe it or not, to consider a refinance. I know even within our office, several of our advisors have gone out there and found rates such as 2.5, 2.7, 3.1 to refi their houses. And perhaps maybe in just the last year, they had refied. So you definitely want to look at that. Look at where your rate is. Always start with your lender first. See what they can do for you. And then look at the competitors and see what they might be able to help you with. If nothing else, maybe you can move from a 30-year to a 20-year or a 20-year to a 10. Again, our goal would be as you approach retirement, that you're getting rid of that mortgage, ideally. Also, your car loans. Maybe it's just time to pay some of this off. We find some people are heavy in cash, and they have the ability to pay off these small remaining car loans or whatever, maybe lines of credit. It might be time to pay it off. Once the debt's gone, hopefully you can keep it that way. The next area we look at, of course, is emergency savings. So if you don't have 3 to 12 months of emergency savings put away at this point, we would strongly recommend you get back in that cycle, automatically having money put into your savings account from your payroll check every single pay period. You know, it's funny we talk about emergency savings. Really, the things that come up are not emergencies many times. Yes, if you've been let go from work, yes, you have a whole different situation. That's why we want you to have that there. But regular, what we might call emergency savings also will be used for things like, okay, the water heater went out. Okay, we had a flat tire on the car. I mean, we call those emergencies, but really they're just daily life. So that's why we need that buffer fund, and we need to make sure that we're populating it consistently. Next thing I'd like to bring up is about promotions. You know, congratulations for those people who have gotten a promotion in the last quarter. Congratulations. That's a great, great way to, look forward for the rest of the year. And maybe you got a pay increase with that as well. Now, I don't like to kill your party, but let's say you got a 5% increase. Maybe you could take 1% to 2% of that and apply that towards actually A, reducing your debt, or B, adding more funds to your retirement account, as CJ was mentioning. Another idea is, are you putting money away into an IRA for a non-working spouse? That's something to consider. People kind of miss out on that sometimes because they say, well, my husband or my wife, they stay at home, they don't work. But the fact is, as long as one person in the family or the couple has an earned income, they can put in IRA contributions for a non-working spouse. Something important to remember. And finally, consider the future tax benefits of putting money into a Roth 401k or Roth IRA. And we've spoken about this many times on this show, but another creative way, even in the middle of the year, to assess, maybe that is something that would make sense for me at this point in my life.
Really good guidance. Great information there. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Love to get you in right now with your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget as well, as we talk with CJ and Malia this morning, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also, don't forget, no charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Coming up to the next segment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll also head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner and wrap up our conversation this morning as we talk about kind of mid-year assessments. We'll also take a look at inheritance, if that's something that you may have on your plate, what you need to know. We'll find out from CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Don't forget their telephone number. Not going to cost you anything either for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their phone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. 37. Talking with CJ and Malia this morning about some maybe mid-year assessments of where you are, of course, where you want to be as well. It's also an opportunity to think as we talk about where you want to be and where you are is things like inheritance. If you had an inheritance this year, there are some things you need to know and, of course, ways to handle it. Let's talk a little bit, CJ, about if you do receive an inheritance this year, what do you need to be aware of?
Yeah, I want everybody who's listening to think about this at a very practical level. So if you inherited stuff, so let's not call it money or accounts, if you inherited stuff, the first thing you would do if the attorney walked up to your house and said, you inherited some stuff, is you'd say, well, show it to me, right? Yes. What did I inherit? And so, you know, if you inherited a bike that's old, rickety, you might go, just donate it or get rid of it, right? Oh, you inherited some trash. Well, I'll just toss out the trash. Oh, I inherited, you know, a gold coin, or I inherited a piece of art. So the first thing you have to do is find out, what did you inherit? Now, here's where the problem lies. Most people don't understand how to interpret what they've inherited because it's usually inside of different accounts or assets with different tax treatments. But what I just described there of like seeing what it is that you inherited is no different than what a well-trained financial advisor will do, is they'll say, let's see what you got. Right? What did you inherit? And we just know how to interpret. We say, hey, there's an after-tax stock account. There's an annuity. There's a 401k. There's an IRA, a Roth IRA, maybe a home, a vacation property. We know the tax treatment of how you inherit those assets. Life insurance, as an example, if it's not over certain levels of total value of an estate, is income tax free. After-tax stock can get a step up in basis. Primary residences usually don't have tax on them, but IRAs and 401ks do have tax treatments. And so, long story short, I'm not going to necessarily go through all of the elements of this, but a well-trained financial advisor can do what you could do by just looking at the stuff, right? You would look at the stuff and say, art, gold coin, trash, and you would know instantaneously what to do with it because there's no tax element there. Whereas when we're talking about different types of accounts or real estate or life insurance, there are different tax elements that you need to be aware of, and a good advisor will give you good guidance on how to handle that. Now, there is something to know that if the estate value of the deceased, I'll call it parent or grandparent, is over $11.58 million, then the estate will not pay estate taxes. So I don't want to go too far down this road because there's not many estates that are over that level. But if it is over that level, I would just say, holy cow, stop. You need to go talk to an attorney and a financial advisor because you've got some estate tax issues that could be pretty significant. And by the way, very commonly people are like, that never happens. You know who it happens to are like farmers that own a bunch of land, right? And they've got, you know, $50,000 in their checking account, but they've got 4,000 acres, right? And the kids go, my mom and dad didn't have any money. And you go, well, they had dirt, and that dirt was worth a lot of money.
They're not making
and
more.
So you just have to be, Exactly. They're not making more of it. So you never know when suddenly Uncle Sam's going to come a knocking. He's going to go, oh, you owe us $3 million. And you go, what are you talking about? It's because the estate value is over certain levels. So by the way, again, does not happen that often, but just when you receive an inheritance, probably the first thing you should do is jump on a quick call with a well-trained financial advisor.
Really good advice there. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Mention the great website, klossfinancial.com, and all the great information on it. Another opportunity on the website, klossfinancial.com, is to submit a question to be answered right here on the show. And this week's Money in Motion listener question corner comes from Sam. He writes in with the following question. He says, how can I estimate how much Social Security benefit I will receive when I turn 62?
Yeah, great question, Sam. Thanks for submitting it. And to Sean's point, just a reminder, you can go to the website or even call into the office and submit a question, and then you might be lucky enough to have it aired on this show. But to answer your question, Sam, how can you estimate Social Security benefits when you turn 62? The answer is go to ssa.gov. Listen, I am not one to necessarily praise or encourage federal government websites like ever. However, I have to be frank with you. The Social Security Administration website is spectacular, in my humble opinion. So really, if you're interested in learning about your future benefit, go to ssa.gov. You can set up a login. So I think I'd have to look. But you go to the website. It says My Account or My Benefits. It says Create an Account. It's a little bit of a pain for anybody who's done it because you have to answer some questions appropriately based upon your credit history in order to be able to actually set up an account. But if you can do that, which can be challenging, if you can pass that and actually set up an account, then Sam, to answer your question, you can see right on there what your age 62 benefit would be. They actually show three numbers. They show your age 62 benefit, your full retirement age benefit known as FRA, and your age 70 benefit, which is when delayed retirement credits end. So long story short is they show those three different numbers, and they even give you a calculator if you want to pick some number somewhere in between 62 or 70. But long story short, go to ssa.gov, create a login, and you will see your benefit.
Really good website there, and I know on advice from you guys years ago, I set up an account at ssa.gov, and it's really cool and great information there. Maybe a little depressing for some. No, I kid. Talking with CJ and Malia, our retirement.
You're not kidding. That can be true.
It can be. Talking with CJ and Malia, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about that website. We mentioned klossfinancial.com and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know your appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Amazon. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2020, if you have earned income of $50,000 and you are 49 years old, how much can you put in to your 401k work plan? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer to the Kloss Financial office here in Madison will win that $25 gift card to Amazon. And again, that is their telephone number and no charge. The initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637 and the website klossfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks,
Sean.
Take care, guys. CJ and Malia, of course, come to us from Kloss Financial. Coming up next, Dr. Hemkes comes your way with Advocate MD.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.